No, no, no. You so cheated Mario Kart. Shut up. I swear, I'm gonna walk out of this bar if you mention the banana peel thing. Like, you're so annoying. Oh my god. Yes, you're so mean to me. You don't always win everything, okay? No, 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 no. I let you win at darts. Yeah. I was feeling sorry for you, you know? You were looking so sad and pathetic. I was like, he's my boyfriend, so I'm gonna do the kind thing and, you know, throw him a bone. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did. No, I don't need a rematch. Like I said, I let you win. I don't doubt my abilities in the slightest. Well, then that's your problem. Hey, it seems like you might have forgotten about the mini golf incident. How dare you? I did not sleep my way to the top, you asshole. Well, you should have thought of that before you chose to challenge me in a game where I'm basically bending over 24/7. If you get distracted and want to fuck me, that's on you. No, of course you can tell me, baby. I won't judge you, my love. Is this about a fantasy of yours, darling? Shut up. I wasn't trying to be seductive. That's literally how I talk. I did not change my tone. You suck. I was showing interest in the challenge, okay? Dickhead. So, you wanna, like, pick me up? You wanna seduce me? I mean, let's be real. That's hardly a challenge. I got horny watching you peel an orange the other day. It was a really juicy orange. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Stop. Okay. So I gotta pretend you're not my boyfriend, but just some random crusty man. Okay. So, like, do I still have a boyfriend in this scenario, or am I single? Single. Okay, gotcha. Not gonna lie. Sounds kind of hot. No, not the being single part, you idiot. Getting seduced by you. Shut up. You know I love you. I'd never want to be single if I could be with you, you fucking idiot. So, is this like one of those sexy roleplay things where we pretend to be strangers hooking up and I just kind of go along with it, or how difficult? Really? No, babe, like, respectfully, I'm gonna reject the fuck out of you. Like, I love you, but if any man came up to me at a bar for anything other than friendly conversation, I am out. I mean, yeah, you can be a little pushy. Like, you know, I kind of like that stuff, so yeah, of course. Shut up, you're squirming. Stop looking at me like that. Stop. Ugh, you're so mean. You're a bully. This is bullying. No, but it's hot because it's you. I think you forgot the fact that I'm literally only like this with you, dumbass. You've gotten too used to seeing me as this, like, total obsessive, needy sweetheart who's, like, head over heels in love with you and would do anything for you in a heartbeat. But that's only for you. You know how much of a cold-hearted bitch I can be toward random assholes trying to hit on me? You've seen it. And I'm just gonna pretend whoever walks into that door looking like you is just some weird off-brand clone or something. So say bye-bye to lovey-dovey Opal, because I'm gonna be a total bitch and win this shit. Okay, so if we're gonna do this for real, we gotta start getting serious for a second. We need rules. So, okay, I don't know you. I am single, but I'm not interested. And you can be a little pushy, but you can't just, like, straight up drag me out of the bar, okay? That being said, when we leave the bar, like, if I agree to walk out of the bar with you, you won? right? So like, like afterwards, if you can get me to go with you, I wouldn't necessarily mind if you forced me a little bit. Yeah?
Yes.
I am a bad influence. Are you just now realizing this? Alright, so how many rejections do you get? Oh, you just want me to react normally? Are you sure? Because, like, I'm obviously not going to get the staff involved or, like, call the police or some shit. But I am just going to straight up berate you, and I might even leave. In which case, you lose. Of course I'll give you a little leeway, but if I'm out, it's over. Same thing, if it takes too long, you have, let's say, half an hour? Half an hour to seduce me. I think that's fair, right? Okay, cool. So after the 30 minutes is over, if you haven't gotten me to leave this bar with you, I automatically win. And I get to have my prize. Watching you do push-ups naked every day for a week, of course. Yeah, I had that one ready to go. So what? It's been my go-to, and I can just feel that this is gonna be the moment I finally get my sweet, sweet prize. Because you refuse to do naked push-ups in front of me. No, okay. The reason I tried to put massage oil all over you last time was to make you more aerodynamic. Yes, it was for science. I was experimenting and shit, okay? Leave me alone. Okay, well, when I win, you don't have a choice, so you better try real hard because I'm gonna wipe the floor with you. And then you're gonna do naked push-ups on said floor. Okay, fuck it, let's do this. May the best woman win. Hi, can I help you? Oh, I still have plenty left in this, so I'm good on that free drink, thank you. I'm Opal. Sorry, not to be rude, but why did you sit down here exactly? Because I'm kind of waiting for some friends and they might be here any second, so. Thanks. Look, I really appreciate you complimenting me and, like, calling me pretty and all that stuff, but, I'm sorry, I'm just really not interested. And like I said, I'm kind of waiting for some friends, so I'd really appreciate it if you could just, like, not, you know? Like, no offense to you at all. I'm sure you're a great guy, but you're just not really my type. Just, like, physically. And also, I'm just not into guys that try to approach girls in bars that are obviously not interested. Like, it's kind of sleazy. Okay, sir, you're getting too close. I reserved this booth for my friends and me, and I really don't appreciate you invading my personal space like this, okay? I kiss like a pretty slut. You can't just call someone. Where's your hand going? Babe, I mean, sir, we're in public. What? Oh, fuck, it feels so good. I mean, stop. Sir, I don't know you. Why are you fucking knuckle deep in my hot, sopping, wet, fucking cunt? That's so hot. I mean, inappropriate. So inappropriate. Oh, God, so inappropriate. Fuck, please stop. People are gonna hear. No, even if you cover my mouth, they're gonna... Please, I'm so wet. They're gonna... Fine, they're gonna... to hear the sounds of your fingers sliding into my sopping wet fucking cunt, okay? Are you happy? Please. Please, just take me away from here. Yes, anywhere. Fuck, please, I don't care. I don't want people to notice. Yes, I don't want people to notice that I'm getting my little wet cunt fingered by a total stranger. Fuck. Do you really have to make me keep repeating after you? God, you're such a fucking... asshole. Oh. Fuck, babe. For real, people are gonna start staring. Please. Yes, I'll hurry. Just let me... Fuck, the entire seat is wet. God, you're such a dickhead. And here I was thinking this was gonna be my chance to show off my acting skills. Oh God. Why do you always take me in such embarrassing ways? You know I can't help myself once you touch me. Nuh-uh. I totally would have done better if you hadn't just, oh, I don't know, fucking fingered me in a public bar? How was I supposed to prepare for that? No, this is bullshit. You know what? I'm gonna take my own way home. It's faster to just go through these alleys, so... Look, you already won, I guess. But it wasn't fair. Next week, I want a rematch where you're not allowed to just touch my wet fucking pussy without my fake persona's consent, like a psycho. I would have totally won otherwise. Pfft, whatever. I'll see you back at home. I gotta come to terms with the fact that I'm not getting to see you do naked push-ups tonight. You suck. Oh my God. You scared me. What are you? Whoa. I don't have any money, I swear. My boyfriend, he was... No, we're taking separate ways home, I swear. Nobody is coming. Please don't hurt me. You can just go, and I promise I won't tell anyone. Sir, please, I already told you I don't have any... No, please don't. Yes, I'm wet. But that's just because my boyfriend... Sorry. Yes, I'll do whatever you say, just please don't hurt me, okay? I'll even take my top off so you can stare at my tits, just please don't... Don't fuck me. Oh my God. Oh. Fuck, your cock is so much bigger than my boyfriend's. Holy shit. It's not gonna fit. It's too big, sir. Please. My little pussy is not made for a cock that big. Please, I'm not used to... No, sir, please. I'll be good. I promise. You can keep fingering me, and I'll even give you a hand job, and you can just... I can't put my leg on your shoulder. I can't. You can't fuck me, please. You're too big. Fuck. Ah. Oh, you're so strong. Holy shit. Ah. Please be gentle. Oh. Your cock is so... Oh, big. Oh my God. I can't help it, sir. I just... I'm sorry. My clit is so fucking meaty. Oh, I need to touch myself. Oh. Nobody's ever made me feel like this. Holy shit. Yes, not even my boyfriend. God. Especially not him. Holy fuck. Ah. Fuck. Your cock is so fucking massive. My tiny fucking sopping wet pussy. forest. Nice and deep. Into that pretty little cunt. Oh, holy fuck. Yeah, my boyfriend never makes me this wet. I can't say that. Please don't make me say that. It's gross. Okay. I'm a rape slut. Fuck. Okay, I'm a fucking rape slut. I'm a fucking whore for your thick rapist dick. Oh my god, it feels so good. What the fuck? Oh, this is so wrong. Fuck. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh my god. Oh my god, you're... I think I'm gonna come. Can't help it. Your cock just hits all the right spots. No, I never come this easily with my boyfriend. He can't make me feel like you do. He could never. Oh, fuck. Please come inside me. Please rape a big sticky load into my womb and send me home to my pathetic cock of a boyfriend, all stretched out and oozing thick, sticky, hot rapist cum. I'll cry about it to him, but I will masturbate to the thought of your massive fucking cock stuffed into my cunt in this filthy alleyway for years. Hell, it'll probably be the only way I'll be able to cum from now on. You like that thought, huh? Making a girl addicted to your fat fucking cock, even though you took her against her will? I bet that fucking gets you off, doesn't it, you sicko? Then do it. Come inside me and claim me. Mark me as you make me cum all over your fat fucking dick. Rape a huge fucking load into my little womb. Do it, come on. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come to the thought of you claiming my cunt with my boyfriend unable to do a single fucking thing about it. Oh, that's it. Yeah, I wanna come together. Make me come with you. Come on, baby, do it. Rape this wet little cunt until you come. Fuck. Come on. Yes. Fill me up. Please. Yes. God. Pull the mask off, handsome. You little cutie. You look so handsome in the mask. Oh, so babe, you have no idea what just happened to me in the alley on my way home. Crazy story. Absolutely nuts. So did I do well in the whole cucking talk? I know you talked to me about maybe incorporating that kind of stuff more, so did you like it or... Okay. Yay. I'm so glad you thought it was hot. God, I'm a fucking mess. Like, I'm just dripping with sweat and cum and just like wetness. You're such a dick for choosing an alley so far away from our apartment. Now I gotta walk of shame myself across like half the fucking city. Whatever. It was really hot, I have to admit. You were super scary. Like, turned me on so much. Like, it was so fucking sexy to see you, like, intense and shit. Okay, mister. We both already knew I had issues. This isn't news. Get over yourself. That's the guy who wanted to pick me up at a bar and pretty much wanted me to pretend to be disgusted by you and reject you. Like, just tell me you're a sub already, damn. Okay, yeah, I should have seen that coming. You have no shame. Honestly, this day has been so much fun. Like, it's literally almost perfect. We just need one more thing to make it perfect. Come on, babe, get back here. Hold my hand. Come here. I wasn't gonna say naked push-ups, I swear. Okay, I was, but come back. Hey.